We continue our learning in Nishmas Davi B'Manach Moshe and Chaim Yaakov B'Pitchos Leo and Chul and Perek Dalad Mishnah Base. Hamavakeres from the Shoras Bechor. This is a female animal that's pregnant and about to give birth to the firstborn, but Hamakasha Leleid. But it's having labor pains and we're concerned that this child, the fetus, is putting the mother's life at risk. So the Mishnah says, Mechatech Ever Umashlich Laklovim. Mishnah says that you're permitted to cut limb by limb as the uber, as the child is being born, umashlich laklovim, and throw those to the dogs. What's the purpose of this Mishnah? To tell us that kiddushas bechor doesn't take effect on this fetus if the majority of the body of the fetus has not exited the mother. So the Mishnah is telling us that I don't have to be concerned about the aver, each of the limbs. Normally, if there's a bechor, so if the bechor is born, so of course the bechor, if it does not have a mum, it has to be brought as a karbon. If it has a mum, so then assuming it's a mum kavua, it's a permanent mum, so then it can be shechted and given to the kohen to eat. But if it's a bechor with kedusha and it can't be eaten at all, then it has to be buried and it can't be used at all. Here the Mishnah is saying that since you're cutting off limb by limb as it's coming out, and the majority of the fetus of the child has not been born, you can throw limb by limb to the dogs, feed it to your dogs, get benefit from it. You don't have to bury it because it does not have kedushas bechor until the majority of the ubar, the majority of the fetus of the child has been born. Yatsa rubo. But if a majority of this ubar was born and then you cut it, so then now it has to be buried, because since the greater part of this child was born, kiddushas bechor takes effect upon it, and it's also bahana and has to be buried. Now there are those who claim in the Gemara that even if you didn't have a majority that comes out at one time, but rather you were cutting off limb by limb as it was exiting the body in order to try to save the mother, let's say, until the point where a majority came out, which means you didn't throw each limb to the dogs. But now you have in front of you many limbs of the animal sitting in front of you, and now it's a majority. So, and the Rambam happens to rule this way in Hilchos Bechoros Perek Dalet, that such a case is also an example of Yatzo Rubo. Since you didn't feed each limb to a dog, and sitting in front of you, although it came out limb by limb, is a majority of the bechor, of the animal, of this child, so then that's a majority. And a majority, therefore, is going to be asabana, it has to be buried. And others claim, no, that's not the way you should learn the Mishnah, the simple way. Yatsa rubo means a majority of the body came out at once. If it came out aver, even if you fed it to the dog, even if you didn't feed it to the dogs along the way, that's, and you have a majority sitting in front of you, that's not a majority. That didn't come out as a majority. Came out limb by limb. You cut off limb by limb. So different opinions with respect to under what circumstances you have to do this burial. What's considered, what's the definition of yatsa rubo? But then the Mishnah says, v'niftara min habechora. But either way, this means that the next child that's born is not going to be considered a bechor, which means whether it came out a limb by limb and you threw it to the dogs, or it came out a rove, a majority at the time, either way, the second child is not peterechen, is not the first, the one that opens the womb, literally. Therefore, the next child doesn't have the status of a bechor. Happens to be that the Rambam disagrees and says that, or partially disagrees, and says that v'niftara min habechora is not speaking about both cases in the Mishnah. The Rambam believes that it's only speaking about the Seifa. If a majority of the body came out, so then it has kiddushas bechor, it has to be buried, and the next child is patur min habechor, is not obviously bechor. But if you cut limb by limb and you threw it to the dogs, so then the next child is not patur min habechor. If the animal comes out aver, limb by limb, and it's thrown to the dogs, so then that we would not consider that Peta Rechem, the one that opened the womb. That's nothing. And therefore, the child that follows, indeed, will be a Bechor, according to the Rambam. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Behema Shemes. Now we're going to discuss the issue of the Tumas Nevela. So here you have a case where an animal died. Ubara, Shemes Ubara, Besoch Me'eha. You have an animal where the animal's still alive, but the Ubar, the fetus that's inside, unfortunately, it was the fetus. It was a miscarriage, and it's still within the mother's womb. V'hoshit haroe es yado v'nagabo. And the shepherd who's taking care of this animal, this sheep, let's say, he put his hand inside and he touched the fetus. Bein v'meheba tameya. Bein v'meheba tora. Whether this is a non-kosher animal, let's say it's a horse or it's a donkey. Or behema tahora, it's a cow, or it's a sheep, tahor, the roeh who put his hand in and touched the fetus inside the mother, and the fetus was dead, is tahor. Now, why would I think he's tummy? Well, should I not consider the dead fetus an avela? So the Mishnah is here to teach us that it's not true. As long as the Ubar Hames is within the womb, it does not have the status of an availer to nimitame, someone who touches it. Why not? So the Gemara says, when it comes to, after all, it's a dead animal. Dead animals, tumas nevela, you touch it or you carry it, even if you didn't touch it, and there's tumas nevela. So why is it different whether it's inside the animal? The fact is, it's dead. So the Gemara explains that behema tahora, kosher animal, that's easy. There's a kal vachomer. What's the kal vachomer? So this brings us back to what happened, where the halacha is when you shecht the mother and you find the child, the fetus inside, that you don't have to shecht the fetus because it's mutter ba'achila through the shechita of the mother. We did that earlier on. So the Gemara learns the following kal vachomer. If you're going to tell me where you shecht the mother's now dead. And what does that allow? The shechita of the mother permits the child to be eaten, even though the mother's not alive anymore. But simply because the child is inside the mother. So that is sufficient. The shechita of the mother allows the child to be eaten. So should it not be a kal vachomer then, that if the mother's alive, which is in our case, and shecht the mother's still alive, so it's not a kal vachomer that the ubar hames that's inside the mother should be protected from the isser of nevela. The mother's not a nevela, so the fetus shouldn't be a nevela. The same way when it came to shechita, you shecht the mother, you don't have to worry about, and you can really eat the child through the shechita of the mother. So here the mother's alive, but it's not a nevela. So why should I consider the uber nevela just because it's inside? That's the kal vachomer the Gemara has. So why should that apply then to the roeh, to the shepherd touching the uber hames of a donkey or a horse? That's not a kosher animal. That shechita doesn't do anything. So the Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, we'll see Rabbi Yossi disagrees, that there's a hekesh, there's a comparison between a behemah tameah and a behemah tahora, because the pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Aleph, v'chi yamus min ha-behemah asher hi lachem la'ochla, animal that you can eat, of course, it's a kosher animal, hanogia b'nivlasa, if you touch it in the vela, yitma ad ha'aref. So the drasha is like this. It says, v'chi yamus min ha-behemah. So that pasuk doesn't only speak about a behemah tahora. Why? Because it says, asher hi lachem la'ochla. But that phrase is referring to behemah tahora. But the introductory phrase, v'chi yamus min ha-behemah, that should be understood independently. When you say behemah in general, and you don't specify, we can assume it means all types of animals, even non-kosher animals, even behemah tameah. So when the pasuk says, v'chi yamus min ha-behemah, kama, that's a non-kosher animal. Asher hi lahem la'achla, and animals that you can eat as well, that's a kosher animal. Hanogea b'nivlasa yitmar aref, if you touch the nevela, you become tameh. So what does that show you? That we compare behema tamea and behema tahora regarding nevela. And when it comes to behema tahora, we said we have a kal vachomer to say that in the case where the fetus died within the mother, and the mother's alive, the baby is not going to be an aveva. So since we have a comparison between a non-kosher animal and a kosher animal, the same thing should be true for a non-kosher animal. That it's not, if you touch the fetus while it's inside the mother, the live mother, that even though the fetus is dead, a behemah tameya, a non-kosher animal, you're also not tameh. That's the Tanakama's halach. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, b'tameya tamei uv'tahora tahor. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, behema tameya, the uber hames inside the mother's womb is tamei, and it's mitamei a person like an avela. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi does not hold of this hekesh between a behema tameya and a behema tahora. But uv'tahora tahor, but a behema tahora, the uber that's inside the mother, is not mitamei by an avela. We have a Kavol Chomer. Now, the Gemara quotes the following pasuk in Vayikra. Hey, it says, O Nefesh, ki asher tiga b'chol davar tamei. This is someone who's touching something, a human being touching something tamei. Ovin ivlas chaya tamei, which is a obviously a wild animal, it's an avela. Ovin ivlas behema tamei, or an avela of a behema that's tamei. So the Gemara asks, V'chi nivlas behema tamei matama, v'nivlas behema tamei ena matama. It says, on this list, all it says when it comes to nevela and vayikra hey, it says, oh, if you touch a nevela of a chaya tamei or a nevela of a behema tamei, it's only speaking about tamei animals. Sounds like only the nevela of a tamei animal is mitamayu. But that can't be, because the pasuk says, v'chi yomus mena behema asher hi lohem lachem la'achla. Hanogea b'nivla sayit ma'ariv. So that includes even kosher animals. So what could it be? What type of animal do we say that by tamei, if it's not kosher, it's metameyu, and Torah it's not metameyu? It seems from the psukim that on the one hand, behema, any type of behema is metameyu if it's an avela, and if it's a carcass. And then another pasuk sounds like it's emphasizing only a tamei animal, only a non-kosher animal is metameyu ben avela. So the answer is there must be some type of tamei animal that is mitame, you and a Torah animal's not. And that is, says Rabbi Yossi, the uber mace inside the mother. That if it's a tame animal, it's mitame you. But it's a Torah animal, it's Torah. Why? Well, the Torah animal, we explain, we have the kavachomer. The kavachomer from shechting the mother and the baby's mutter to eat. But a tame animal, we don't have a kavachomer. So therefore, we view these psukim as emphasizing the fact that a tame, where it's a non-kosher animal, the uber inside is not... The uber inside is going to be mitameyu benevela. Only the tohor animals, not the mitame. But Tanakama is of the opinion that both are tohor because we have a kabachomer for a kosher animal, and we learn a hekesh for a non-kosher animal that the uber inside doesn't make you tame if it's an avela if it dies. Ha'isha shemesh valda besoch me'ayi. You have a case where it's a human being. Woman unfortunately died in childbirth, and there's a child inside the womb. Upashta chayo es yadav enagaba, and the midwife put her hand in and touched the fetus that died. Hachayo tamea tumas shiva. The chaya, the midwife, is tamei for 7 days. It's like a negoy ben eis. What happens? You tamei, touch a meis. You tamei for 7 days. Then you have to go through the process of the tahara process with the ashes of the paraduma. What about the mother? V'ha'isha tahora ad sheyetzeh havlad. The woman, the mother, is not mitamei her while the child is within the womb. So therefore, yeah, when she's tamei when she gives birth as regular tumas lega. But there's no issue, certainly at this point. But there's also tumas meis when the child's born. Once the child's born, yetze havlad. So then the mother, by virtue of touching the child, will become tamei meis as well. The point is that at this point, when it's inside, only the midwife becomes tamei and the chaya and not the mother. The Gemara says that min haTorah, even the midwife should not be tamei. Why? Because the Tana of our Mishnah holds that tumah balua is not matama. What's tumah balua? Tumah balua means where the tumah is absorbed. inside. So it really came in mitami, even though the midwife stretched her hand in. That shenami mitami or midoraisa. Nonetheless, the chachamim made a gzeir. There should be tumah derabanan. Why? Because if the ubar actually, the fetus actually had its head exit the body, it would be considered born, and it would be mitame as a mace. And the chai would think, no, just the head came out, not a big deal. So therefore, we make a tumah derabanan under all circumstances. The chai touches the child, even though it's completely inside, she is tahor mid derabanan. Regarding the mother, we don't have to worry about that, because she can feel whether the child has, whether the head has exited or not. She's not going to think that she is tahora if the head comes out. That's only something we have to be worried about regarding the midwife.